Hello,
and welcome to the TOC 22 Recap Podcast.
I'm Jake.
I'm Chris. And together...
Another TOC is in the books.
Uh-huh. Thank you for responding to Jeff.
And another TOC I did not win.
Another TOC.
Another what?
We are also going to be joined by the winning captain, Jeff.
Hey, guys.
And here he is.
Hey, Jeff. Congratulations on the win.
Well deserved. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining. Let's see. How many of the captains did the interview podcast with us? Was it just two?
Yeah, I think just Jeff and Austin.
Okay, well, so it had to be one of them that were going to win.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Austin's was great. You couldn't have beaten Austin's.
I got off that.
He talked about...
Oh, what?
I was just going to say he talked about tanking, and then, you know, I don't know how many future draft picks he has stored up now, but probably at least like three, I guess.
That's probably right. If you get a...
Set a new TOC record with two trades.
That's right. Probably ill-advised trades.
Oh, man. I got off that podcast real worried about what Austin was going to try to do, because he just was throwing out all sorts of ideas that were pretty out there. But he did a good job, so.
Yeah, never know how serious he is.
He's very serious.
Other than that, yeah, you do know that. Also, I know our agenda is not just to talk about Austin, but unprecedented amount of science.
That is true.
You know, I feel really bad for Austin, because, you know, your first pick in the draft is Chad. You know, unfortunately Chad gets hurt like the night before playing soccer, so, you know, that's such a hard break.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, that was rough.
That was tough. That was sad.
Okay, so we should transition from Austin.
It also was...
Oh, wait, nope, you're going to say...
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go in the living room.
What?
So
I was going to transition from Austin to Jeff's team, who pulled off the win. Jeff, what do you have to say about your team?
It was a rock star team, man. It was a lot of fun, and we had a great time, and luckily we were able to pull out a W.
Yes, it was one of the more dominant performances we've seen.
Yes, it was. Oh, man, what a great feeling, too, whenever you get into bowling and you just already know that it's over. You just won.
Yeah, I think that hurt my bowling score based on the number of white balls we had. But definitely worth it.
Yeah, definitely. What other questions do we have, Jake?
Yeah, what do we want to talk about?
Yeah, do you have anything like your draft strategy? What worked, what didn't work, what market inefficiencies you exploited, or anything like that?
Okay, let me think. Well, first off, I was really caught off guard when Austin asked to trade out of the first round. I totally thought that was a joke, and I just, you know, kind of replied and just like, yeah, hit me up. And then within just a matter of minutes, he had sent me, you know, a trade suggestion. And I'm not sure exactly what his strategy was. Maybe it was, you know, he wanted as many picks in the top 10 or something like that, because we traded, was it 4 and 12 for 8 and 9? So... Mm-hmm. He gave me his fourth pick, gave him 9 and 8. So that really caught me off guard. What do you guys think about that?
So I thought there was some logic to his trade in trying to amass some as many top 9 players as possible. I thought I could see he was going for more the depth approach if he thought kind of the drop off came later than number 4, that it might make some sense. But then considering he went with the draft strategy of picking gems in the rough, diamonds in the rough, I think he could have got some of the people he ended up drafting in a later round. So it made the trades kind of seem to make less sense based on the draft strategy he went with.
Yeah, I kind of agree. My first thought was, okay, if you think there's a lot of talent in that middle tier and like the depth is what's going to win it for you, then it made some sense potentially. My other thought was just, okay, Jeff has 1 and 4. Maybe I could be on Dustin's team. Maybe Jeff will go get us. That was kind of selfish.
Yeah. Well, you know, I agree.
But then in hindsight, you definitely made the right calls. I thought, not to spoil my survey answer for MVP, but I thought Franklin was definitely the way to go.
Yeah, you know, when we had the first podcast call, we talked about, you know, trying to identify like your strengths and weaknesses as a captain, and I am definitely not a stellar frisbee player. In fact, I would say I'm really bad at it. I can catch, I can't throw, and I'm really slow. So the trifecta there for not being a great frisbee player. So Franklin was such the guy is such a beast of an athlete. You know, he can catch, he can throw, he knows the strategy. He's so reliable. I mean, it was an easy pick. You know, he shines in a lot of those activities, but you know, frisbee is his forte. The guy just crushes it. So easy kind of compliment or make up for my lack of talent in a lot of those areas.
And then the fourth overall pick of Eric was a nice compliment to you guys as well. Well, so you already have Franklin, who's the top tier talent in basically everything, but then Eric also guarantees you a first in what Franklin does not necessarily guarantee you a top two in. So that was wise.
Yeah, I think the day of the draft, me and Chris were texting about a potential team having Franklin, Eric, and I think maybe even McKenzie, and how that team would get first in probably volleyball, frisbee, and trivia, and that would be a very impressive team. And I think Chris said, luckily, based on our rankings, that drafting those three together would be impossible. But Jeff pulled off the impossible. And it worked out.
That's true.
Pretty well for him.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's funny. That is the exact example. Not to mention Boba at 16.
Yes. What a steal. Yeah.
Really great value at 16 for sure. Steal of the draft. But yeah.
Austin theorized that he might have spooked the other captains into not picking Boba, like he knew something they didn't. I don't know what happened, but poor Boba. I mean, it worked out for him, obviously.
Yeah, I think it's true. Like, the people who show up for draft day get drafted earlier. I think that's like a fact, a certifiable fact.
Definitely.
But adding Eric in at 4, I guess what I've found out since the draft is that I guess Eric has never been a first round pick before. Which kind of surprises me because, you know, with trivia, I mean, the guy's just so automatic, right? Like, I think I knew the answer to like 4 questions the whole night. And before I could say them, Eric had written out the answer, you know? So I provided
Well, this
zero
is
value.
Also, he has been drafted in the first round 100% of the times that we have done trivia and he's participated.
There you go.
That's fair. And the last time we did trivia, which was the only other time, he was in Australia. And I think I told Chris that I would consider Eric at number one overall just because of trivia existing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think you get Franklin at overall number one, right? And he's such a beast athlete. And then you get Eric, like you said earlier. I mean, you're in such a good position for trivia and for Frisbee and the rest of the athletic stuff. And Eric is, you know, we talk about how good he is at trivia, but he's also like very good at the other sports as well. Like he's much better than average at Frisbee, I think. And he was, he was a great contributor on volleyball. And I thought he was definitely sneaky good at whirly ball too.
Yeah.
In the winner take all game of whirly ball, it was Franklin and Jeremy were the two that sat out. And I was like, Franklin, you're sitting out for the final game? And he was like, yeah, but I mean, Eric has been our best player, so they don't really even need me out there. Like, dang, that's high praise. So
that is impressive.
He definitely balled out. Eric has a case for MVP of the whole thing. I mean, I know Franklin is the best at everything, but other than trivia, but
yeah.
But Eric, I mean, you put Eric, I think, on any team, and that team automatically wins trivia, I assume. There's no way to prove that, but I think it's probably true.
It feels pretty objectively true. Eric also commented that he, after this one, I think, has the longest window between two TOC championships, which is from TOC 6 to TOC 22 now. Dang. It's probably true. I don't know. Maybe Isaac or Kate Kirk or Travis ever come back, that record will be broken. I think it's probably pretty secure.
Yeah, or like 20 TOCs from now, someone could break the record.
Yeah. So that was exciting. That's a good team. That's a good team of people to have on the trophy. Unfortunate name, but solid team.
Chad Morris is going to live in infamy on that trophy.
Yeah. At least now we'll have some sort of positive connotation with his name, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. I mean, not me. Obviously, I'm bitter, but you guys.
That's right.
Also, we've talked about a lot of your team. We haven't mentioned Kelly yet, but Kelly killed it in pretty much everything, especially what I noticed the most was in volleyball.
Yes.
She was a beast in volleyball.
Yeah, I agree. I think she's also, so, I think, underrated in trivia. I think like her and Eric combined. Now Bobo was also really strong in trivia. I mean, it was practically those three, you know, kind of putting all of our answers down.
Okay.
But I think Kelly is sneaky good at trivia. And you know, after.
Yeah, that's what I'd be curious if you took Eric off your team, like, would y'all still get second? Like, I feel like that's possible for sure.
Yeah, I definitely think still competitive. But and then also Kelly did so great in volleyball. I mean, think about when we were drafting, you know, I was thinking back to that last time we played on a team together, where it was, you know, Franklin, me, Maddie, and Kelly. And I remember Kelly was really like solid. So I think she was a good pick at, was it 17 or 18?
I think it was 17. Yeah. I talked about that in my pre-draft rankings too. That's why I put her where I did ahead of some people, is I remembered that. That was impressive.
Yeah. And I think Mackenzie was also really strong. I know we haven't talked about her yet.
So good.
Yeah. She's and then like the chemistry that she and Franklin have, like playing together, you know, I think it makes them both better. And they're both already so good, but playing together, I think they're even stronger.
Yeah, definitely. I would feel very confident making the claim that the two of them had the most completed passes of any connection in Frisbee the whole day. That has to be true. It was just so many times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've played Frisbee with them a lot, and I have to guard Mackenzie a lot of times on Sundays, and if she's always catching it, she always gets open. She just knows how to find the open spot on the field, and
she never drops.
She's always
there.
She
never drops. I told Franklin that at the time.
Yeah, super consistent, which is I mean, that's like half the battle, I feel like, in TOC. Like, if you can pass or catch, but you can do it consistently, That's super valuable.
Yeah.
Definitely. So you guys were awesome. I was also really proud of my team. My goal for us going in was 10 points overall, just average second place, and then hope it shakes out in our favor. And we accomplished that goal. We just didn't win at all. So I feel like my team probably did about as good as we could have. The Whirly Ball Championship definitely stings, but I'm very proud of how we did.
Yeah, I think Whirly Ball must have been that's got to be the upset of the tournament, right?
I guess. I mean, winning twice is tough, but your team is so good. I don't feel surprised by it.
Yeah, Whirly Ball is just it's like a hard game to draft for, sport to draft for, you know? Like, you don't know who's good or who isn't good, and, you know, some people can pick it up faster than others. So maybe we'll know better when we start our own Whirly Ball place.
Yes.
Yes. Our location will be the one that makes the nation go crazy.
The one that serves booze.
Also that.
Yes.
So who is the MVP of Bridgman's team, of your team?
Dang, their team, to me, just playing against them, I feel like the strength of their team was just their consistency across the board. I mean, everyone seemed to contribute. Like, I mean, Chris is obviously good at everything. There's a reason he wins all these all the time. But then, I mean, Patrick, I just think of as, like, Mr. Consistent in everything. Sam did really well. Sam is always good at all this.
Yeah. Sam, I think Sam caught over half of our touchdowns in Frisbee.
I believe that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Jeremy was pretty good too, right? At Frisbee? I remember him. Jeremy. He caught a really awesome touchdown. Right after.
Yeah, that long.
Yeah, like Eric had kind of went beast mode on him and caught one like right in his face.
Yeah, I posterized him a little bit there.
Might have been like pretty demoralizing. But then to come right back.
I was a bad teammate. In the moment I said, that's a poster.
But he came right back and he caught that awesome one like deep in the zone, man. I don't know how he got there, but he did. That was an awesome catch.
It was like at a full sprint and he didn't even slow down. He just stuck his arm out there. And we were down 4-0. So that was just for pride. That made it 4-1.
Dang.
Yeah, that was awesome. And I feel like he's gotten in really good shape. Like, I feel like he can he didn't seem all that tired, which, you know, I was trying not to throw up after, you know, 4 games or whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
He's been running.
It's nice to get Frisbee out of the way for that reason.
Yeah, I see you guys tempting people by bringing donuts. Like, here, everyone, eat a donut.
I did not bring or eat a donut.
Smart man. I think Bridgman is pretty good at volleyball, just in the sense that he's like, you know, he's a tall dude. Like, that guy can stuff you for sure.
Yeah, definitely can. And he was moving around in Frisbee better. I don't remember who it was, but someone on the sideline was like, he seems a lot like quicker than he was last TOC. So he was moving around quicker than you think for a guy as big as Bridgman is.
Yeah, he also ended up on the ground agility. A lot, like diving. And one time I think he hit his head pretty hard, and I was like, I mean, obviously he has the farthest to fall, but he spent more time on. So I was impressed with his effort.
I think that last one he went face first. It looked pretty painful. I was impressed he was able to pop back up.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, and we didn't talk about Kelsey either. Kelsey balled out too. She was good at everything.
Yeah, she really was.
She definitely, I think, performed towards her ceiling. She was, I mean, what? She bowled like a 140 something?
She had a 148. Yes, she did.
I don't think I've ever seen her bowl that awesome. Well. She's just on fire.
that was another example of our team just being deep, because we talked about this today, but we didn't have any top five bowlers, and we got first place in bowling, which surely has never happened.
Right?
It's insane.
So y'all just had everyone after the top five?
Yeah, pretty much. We have like five of the next six or something like that.
It's impressive. Yeah.
I guess that takes care of Bridgman's team. What about Brooks? I thought Brooks's team was like pound for pound the most athletic.
Yeah, I agree. What do you guys think? Were going to, them or your team was going to win. I thought they were going to win. That was my official prediction.
Yeah, I think our team, I mean, it showed that you need more than athleticism. A lot of, especially this TOC was one of the least athletic event TOCs that we've done. No dodgeball, no basketball. Like we talked about whirly ball being the great equalizer, where you don't really need athleticism for that one. And our team just, we struggled on the skill and the chemistry level. We had the athleticism, but we just missed certain components, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, but you guys were such a formidable opponent in volleyball.
Oh, those games were great.
I mean, you got, yeah. Like, for you guys to come back and beat us twice, I mean, you totally earned that.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just a great performance. You guys really, you know, I don't know whether it was a team chemistry thing or what happened, or maybe you guys switched up the rotation, but when you had, you know, I think Brian was in the middle and Dustin was up front. I think, Jake, you might have been serving.
Yeah.
Like, that was a tough combo.
Yeah, with,
to play
with again. Brian in the middle and Dustin
that's
up in the
great
net,
combo.
Was, yeah, that was a real impressive
solid
unit. And then yeah, because Brian would just set it up to Dustin. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good team. I said in my confessional that I would put those top two teams in volleyball. I think I'd put them up against any TOC team ever in volleyball. Both were just so stacked.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Because, yeah, I mean, Jeff's team was just as good. I definitely thought they were going to beat us. It's like, how are they better than us when we have all these good people? But we came back, so that was exciting.
Yeah, I was really impressed how you guys fought back in game two.
Because we were way down.
Game one, that was a pretty quick game.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, y'all killed us.
And so going into it, I think we were maybe a little bit more confident. And I think we got up pretty quick on you in game two, but you kind of clawed back. It got real close there at the end, and then you guys took the lead. And so, that was just an awesome game. We came out on the wrong side of it, but still an awesome game nonetheless.
Side note, yeah, SMU basketball just beat Evansville by 2, and Evansville beat Kentucky. So SMU is the best team in the nation.
What?
So facto.
Nice. But yeah, I think our team, I think we had upside that we didn't tap into, or we had untapped potential that I think if our team could add some practices together, I think we really could have performed better. It just didn't come out on the field. So I think we were kind of disappointed in that. I think we played towards the bottom of our outcomes, but it was fun. We had a good time together. I think we could have done better.
Yeah, I think you did. I think you were really solid in Frisbee.
Like, I didn't feel like it. I felt like I was off all day, but I tried.
I thought, no, you and Dustin connected in the end zone, like, pretty frequently, I felt like.
Yeah, we did a couple times. That was good. His diving catch was amazing there at the end.
Yeah, that was, when you guys got that last point against us that way, I felt like everybody who was paying attention was like, oh, wow, they should have just been doing that the whole time. They would have won. Nobody can stop that.
Yeah.
So that was fortunate
for us. Yeah, no, that issue was because we did that right off the kickoff and no one was guarding me, and I can throw it much better when no one's guarding me, but once the defense sets up on me, I can't connect deep as well. So
yeah, I only know what a hammer is because of how much trash talk Eric was doing.
I think I annoyed my team by doing that much, but I really thought it was our best chance against y'all, so I kept going to it, but it didn't work out, so I should have given up sooner, but I felt like pinning the other team deep, even if we don't catch it, and then our defense causing a turnover was our best bet to score. It's just getting a turnover deep.
Game of field position. Oh, while we're talking about your team, Jake, I do want to give a shout out to Marissa for the Frisbee defense, because she's great at it. She's...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I kept noticing and supporting her in the moment. And Chrissy had an amazing touchdown catch. I got that on video.
Yes, she did.
Shout out Chrissy.
Nice. I want to see that because, yes, I remember that. And she caught one at the same time as someone, maybe Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy.
We had to say tie goes to the runner.
Yeah.
Eric said they were both running. I said the proverbial runner.
But yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah, have you ever seen like a true toss-up like that? I mean, that was crazy.
Yeah, I don't think I ever have.
I feel like I have a couple times, but maybe not. If you haven't, Jake, you've played more than me.
I mean, not one that I remember, but I'm sure it's happened. But that one just seemed very like they both got there right at the same time. Versus, I feel like most of the time I see it, someone catches it and the other, like the defender grabs on like a second later.
Yeah. It was also a very civil tie.
Yeah, that's
usually
true.
I feel like that would not be the case.
It's like the kindest tie ever.
That's great.
Shout out to Sam's shirt. I just hope both teams have fun. It happened.
Yes, that was a great shirt. Oh, man. Brian was very interesting in the TOC because he was really good at volleyball and bowling, like top of the field talent. But he had never played Frisbee before. This was his first time, he said. And I feel like if he had just played like two or three times before, it would have done wonders for our team because he had the makings there to be good. He's an athletic dude and he has size. He just didn't have the Frisbee experience that we needed.
We'll have to run it back.
Yeah, for sure. I would gladly be on his team again next time. I think his ceiling is very high. And he was fun to play volleyball.
I think he and Bridgman.
Oh, him and Bridgman?
He and Bridgman both have that advantage of being so much taller than everyone else.
Yeah.
That, you know, you get the Frisbee near them, and if they catch it, it's just hard to defend against that.
For sure.
Yeah, Bridgman had a lot of good defensive swats for us.
And I think Marissa, we talked about her a little bit, but I think she's getting better too. She seemed improved from the last TOC. She's always so much fun to be on the same team with. She just makes you laugh.
Yeah, she's good. I was a little bit worried about morale after the social media outrage over her thinking that she was a pity pick. Thought maybe she would hold out for a better contract, not show up. But they got it figured out internally, I guess, and she brought it as always.
Oh yeah.
And then are we on to Austin's team?
I think so.
Or is there anybody?
I think we are.
Let's see. So how many team members did Austin have?
Are you counting all of them?
He drafted five and then he had Philip, his sister, and Alex.
Dang. So if you count him, there's nine total teammates.
Yep.
That's got to be the most substitutions in TOC
close.
History.
I think it was like a five-way tie for one. That was awesome. They had a really fun team.
For sure.
And let's see. It was awesome that Philip was able to show up. Although it was kind of a curveball to me whenever we thought, oh, great, Philip can play. And then after Frisbee, it was like, oh, Philip has a wedding. We're not going to see him again.
Yeah. Yeah, I was not expecting that.
Like, oh, well, I'm glad he came. That was still really cool that he came.
Yeah.
I think I heard someone say that watching Philip run is like watching a little gazelle. Just like, you know, gallop through the field.
Yes. Philip was crazy because he dropped some that came right to him and dropped the frisbee. And then like 10 minutes later, he's down there like making a one-handed sideline jumping catch. And I'm like, wait, that's the same guy that 10 minutes ago was struggling. And now he's making this highlight reel play.
Oh,
it was impressive. Dang,
that's awesome. I'm sad I missed that one.
Yeah.
And then Mark.
Mark tried really hard to carry that team to Frisbee. He was given a lot of effort. He made some really solid throws, but it just never worked out for him. It was tough. He needed Chad there, I think, to be Chad-like.
Yeah, I think Chad would have just bulldozed me.
Yeah, because I can easily see Mark just launching one of his flicks and Chad just running it down and jumping over whoever's trying to guard it.
Definitely. Oh, also, Mark officially said he wants to be a captain sometime.
Oh, nice.
So,
Mark would be good.
Need to ask Mark where he got those blue sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could feel like you're skiing anywhere you go with those.
That's true.
Oh, also, random side note, if we're going to do another victorious captains team TOC, I don't know if we're starting with counting Jake since he won the last one that we did, or if we're starting from a new after that, but it's either Jake, me, Dustin, Jeff, or me, Dustin, Jeff. So that's fun.
That is fun.
Bring it on.
Oh yeah, Jeff is in.
Wait, so if we don't include me, that means we have to do 4 winner versions and then do a winner of the winners version. So I might be waiting a while if we don't include me.
That's true.
But maybe that's for the
well,
best.
Well, that's one option, or we could just skip you and then do the next one and then have 4.
Oh, that's true.
But you're right.
That's true.
We should probably just think on levels and then we'll wait for 16 more team ones.
Oh, man.
No, that'd be a good captain crew. We could consider that. We already have a few potential crews in mind, but that would be a really fun one.
Yeah. Also, we probably need multiple winners because it might be hard to get all of the winners to do it at the same time, but maybe not. We've done it before.
Yeah, we could do it.
Man. So we didn't finish Austin's team, but I wanted to talk about Lane still.
Of course.
Lane, I think someone said on the podcast that she was going to be good for like 3 or 4 trivia questions that no one else in the whole field knew.
Yeah.
And I think she definitely ended up having a few answers that no one else knew on her team.
Nice. I didn't know that.
So that prediction came
true. I think that was Eric. I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah. And then Frisbee. I actually guarded her the first game in Frisbee. Because my team had a lot of people like Dustin to run around with Mark, and I was like, I'll run around with Lane. And she was running around everywhere.
Yeah, you said she was fast.
She was fast.
I hope she had fun. I meant to talk to her more and ask her and try to make sure. I think really my only interaction with Lane was her being super grossed out by my knee openly bleeding and having grossness. I won't elaborate more, but I should have had more interactions with her than that.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Lane. Dang. We'll do better next time.
I feel like she definitely had great effort in Frisbee. Like, it seemed like everywhere she was going, she, you know, she wasn't just walking around. She was definitely, you know, running and putting in great effort.
Yeah. And then she cracked me up because she did a Snapchat of Whirly Ball that just said, "This is Whirly Ball." Because she said a lot of people had asked her, "What's Whirly Ball?"
So, she's a brand ambassador.
I think that's right. When we opened our own Whirly Ball, she could promote it on social
this
media.
Is Whirly Ball.
But she said it was
be our first influencer.
She said it was exactly what she imagined Whirly Ball would be like. So,
oh wow, well good.
Yeah.
That makes me think of The Office whenever Dwight makes the poster that just says, "It is your birthday."
Yes.
And then Stephanie and Allison. Yes. The best.
I think Stephanie has a case for MVP. I'm not biased or anything, but she was the best one out there and everything.
Oh, I'm open to that. You should make the case.
She got what, like fourth or fifth in bowling?
Word, yes.
Fifth, I think. I don't know how many of the trivia ones she knew. Maybe not as many as Eric, but probably more than average.
Okay.
She got Pierre.
She got Pierre. That I should just rest my case there. I don't even have to bring up however many serves in volleyball she ended up doing. So.
Yeah, wasn't the story like they couldn't come up with another French name and they just started listing?
Yeah, they just listed French names and that's the one they went with.
Yeah, I mean, that's just destiny, man.
Yeah, I feel like that's a story that you hear and they're like, oh, we said Pierre, but then we ended up writing down Jean-Claude. But no, they actually wrote down Pierre.
Yeah. Oh, I was so jealous when they got that.
Me too. And then Allison was great also. I feel like Allison in Frisbee was way better than I expected. She caught a lot that I don't know how she kept getting open. But she did really well.
She did catch a lot, and she almost caught a lot also. She had that one that she caught out of the tree, right? And she had several other close calls in the end zone. She was always there and active. And yeah, I remember one time I was guarding her in the end zone and I thought she was about to catch it. It just barely didn't work out. But yeah, she was always there.
Yeah, also I'm sad I just missed out on a clip of video because I didn't get it going in time, but she was guarding Bridgman at one point and Bridgman was just standing in the end zone with his hand held all the way up high. And she was just standing there. And they didn't test it. So whoever was throwing was like, nope, Allison's gonna swat that if I try to go there. But it was like an extended period of time where it was just, I need that photo.
Dang. I'll have to go see if anybody recorded it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Sometimes those little moments are the best parts of TOC.
Yes. What else would you have Allison guarding Bridgman in Ultimate Frisbee?
Oh, that's great.
So is that everyone? Does that mean it's time to talk about MVP?
Sure.
Ooh.
So usually when we do the survey, and I think that'll be the case this time too, it'll be like, well, MVP, and you can't vote for anyone on your own team, and then like most outstanding for each event, and you can't vote for anyone on your own team. And I was thinking also for this one, trying to find a way to word it to also recognize someone who you were just impressed by or maybe outperformed your expectations. And I don't fully love like the backhanded compliment style of that question in regards to what your expectations were, but I still think I'm going to ask it because, I mean, you don't have to just recognize the single best person in each event. But right. All that to say, I'm going to vote for Franklin for MVP, I think.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, on the winning team, let's see. So I usually try to give my MVP to the winning team unless there's a clear case not to. And on the winning team, I mean, everyone was good. I feel like Eric and Franklin have the two clearest cases just because, I mean, Franklin, basically, we've talked enough about Franklin being good at things. And Eric was solid across the board, plus the trivia. So those are the two that come to mind.
I think those were that team's two highest bowlers also, in that order, Franklin then Eric. Okay. Not positive, but I'm pretty sure.
That makes sense.
What do you say, Jeff?
For
this conversation,
team.
But yeah, already discussed your team, so maybe it's more fun if you can't, since you can't on the survey.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, after being on the team, I think honestly, I'm gonna go with Eric here, because I think, you know, he almost single-handedly won trivia. With maybe just a little bit of help from the team. But for the most part, I mean, he pretty much knew everything. And then I think he was a great contributor at everything else. I maybe put it this way, like, he was definitely a force for, you know, good. There's no liability with Eric. He was very solid across the board. So I'm going to give him my vote for MVP.
That's legit. He was awesome. I don't love talking about how awesome Eric was, though, so we should probably stop.
Yeah, I agree. We should move on from that pretty quick.
Yeah, we don't want that Cowboys hat to be too small for his head if we make it get a little bigger.
It started off too small for his
head. Yes, it did. But he has a big head, so.
Yes, it works in so many ways, like two ways.
Oh, man.
What else? Here's a fun one we could discuss, which is the who made you laugh the most? Any instant reactions to that prompt?
Yeah, I got one. I'm gonna go with Lane, because she'll just be, like, standing over in the corner, like, just dancing away by herself, just having a blast. And I think it's moments like that when you're, you know, you just, like, hit a volleyball 20 feet out of bounds and you're frustrated, and then you look up and, you know, there's Lane just breaking it down in the background. just a great sport, like, fun to be around. So I'm going to give that one to Lane.
That's a good choice.
That is a good choice. Who else would be good? Lane will probably get my actual vote as well.
Yeah. I feel like Lane and Marissa were the favorites for this going into the tournament, and they both made me laugh a lot.
I'll say Austin.
Oh, yes.
Austin. The overall, that's the overall a good strategy one. And his uncanny...
Also, I would...
No, go.
Oh, what? Oh, I want to give him big props for bringing all these props. It was so hilarious that they had champagne bottles everywhere.
Yes.
That cracked me up a lot.
I walked into bowling and there was a big champagne bottle on the table, and I was like, is this for the team that won? Or is this for the bottle popping ballers? It was the latter.
That was funny. That was funny.
Yeah.
My work friends Amanda and Emily said that was the best team name. So, if they're taking votes.
Well,
they absolutely hated the Chad Morse All-Stars. They thought that was the worst name ever.
I don't think they understood.
I honestly thought you had doomed yourself to not being able to win when you chose that name, which I told you. I was clearly That's wrong.
Right. Well, Chad's going to have something good going for him in his life, so I guess we can be that something.
Yep, that and the money.
And the money, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Funny. It's hard to come up with a team name.
It is. I agree.
That's why I have a potential TOC team name note on my phone. So whenever inspiration strikes, I will remember.
Smart man.
That's good.
Thanks.
So that means it's up to Jake? Who made you laugh the most?
Oh, I'm still supposed to say. Well, I'll just go with Marissa. She was on my team.
Can't go wrong.
She made me laugh a lot. Also, do you think, like, Franklin gets upset that, like, we talk about him being good at everything, but then he doesn't get a vote for funniest? Like, oh, maybe he's not the best at everything.
Franklin did make me laugh.
Yeah, no, he's hilarious. So.
Yeah. He definitely did, but...
Honorable mention, Franklin.
Okay, I'm not worried about Franklin feeling undermentioned. I did boo him once, though. I didn't know it was him. I apologized. And he said that he hated me.
What did you boo him for?
Just in the series of us all booing anyone who threw it in the direction of the babies.
At the babies.
I think
okay.
that one time it was him. And I.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, the number of
he
babies.
Said he was.
Yeah. Yeah, the babies. Sorry, the babies were troopers.
The number of babies at TOC is just multiplying by by the TOC.
And everyone else who was there were troopers also for helping watch them and playing with them. So if you're listening, thank you very much for helping out with that. I also said in my confessional, I hope that in 5 to 10 years of however long it is that we all just come together and like rent out a nursery for the day or something so we can do TOC.
It's a great
That'd
idea.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think.
Well, by then, Emmy will be old enough to just watch all the younger kids, right?
I think so. I think she's almost there. You know, we're, you know, she's almost potty trained. So then we'll be good. She knows like
I think
60 words.
At one point during volleyball, you look up and all of the girls are playing with babies. And like all of the boys are just sitting there watching volleyball.
Sounds
sorry
right
about that.
Maybe I was just being oblivious, but I don't remember any baby ever like throwing a fit and crying a lot, like out of any of them.
No, they were awesome.
I mean, yeah, they were very well behaved.
Emmy loved playing with the sand at sand volleyball. Riley loved okay. pressing
and
her
she...
face against the glass in whirly ball and yelling.
Emmy also loved chili, it seemed.
Yes, definitely.
Talk about the most energetic dog of all time.
Yeah, that was fun. Yes. I'm glad Chili got to come.
Oh, man.
Oh, I have a question for Jeff. If you had to choose an event to add to this slate to replace one, do you have anything in mind that you would like to see us do and which event you would remove?
Is that a motorcycle?
Oh my goodness, Jeff, are you Batman?
Which, gosh, removing one and replacing it with one.
I can prompt you a little bit. I'm thinking about how good or how fun FCA would also be.
Yeah, a drinking game would be fun. I think this would be a hot take, but I could do without Frisbee. I think it's going to be a hot take because I think a lot of people really enjoy it and it's something that they do for fun, like regularly. but I never played until I think TOC. I think maybe one time in college when I was like a freshman, I think I played, but never played since. So I'm just really bad at it. And I think I actually had to ask Jake before, like, what are the rules to this game?
What are the rules?
I
think there's about like 10 people in the field. 10 people in the field that Frisbee is their favorite event, and then about 10 people in the field that Frisbee is their least favorite event. So,
yeah, probably true.
I think it's hot and cold.
Sometimes I feel like that's just so much effort. I don't want to do it. And then I'm like, no, we have to stay young. We have to play Frisbee. But yeah, I totally see where you're coming from.
Yeah, I think, you know, like a flag football would be kind of fun. I don't know. Maybe some people wouldn't like that. But I think that would be kind of fun. The full court basketball was a lot. You guys remember that? I mean, the final game of full court basketball last time, I don't know what the final score was, but it might have been like 2-0.
If by a lot, you mean a lot of fun.
Yes. A lot of exhaustion.
Oh, man.
But like maybe half court or something, that would be kind of fun too. I think what I'm saying is that everyone's gonna have my suggestion, so we shouldn't take mine.
I think you're gonna get a lot of love from the field about your opinions on removing the events where you have to run the most. I think,
yeah, I think
you're going to get a lot of backing. I think you're they're going to want you to replace Jake, probably.
Rude.
Sorry. Couldn't say myself.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think, okay, well, I think Whirlyball is awesome, though. That's a great one.
It is a great one. I agree. And sand volleyball, I feel the same way about.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to have fun during those. I don't love the aspect of trivia and bowling that one person can kind of guarantee you first in certain instances. But,
right.
I mean, that's just how it goes. There's no escaping that people have certain strengths. It's a good thing, but...
Yeah. Oh, what we didn't talk about was that final question in trivia. Because that was the real difference maker, right? That swapped Bridgman and who was it? Austin, maybe? Yeah, I think Austin.
Yeah.
I think Austin was two and Bridgman was three. And then the wager flipped it. So that was pretty big.
Yeah.
Yes, we passed them and we wagered the maximum, which was 20. How much did you guys wager, Jeff?
I think 19, and I have no idea why that was the number. I'm sure Eric had a really great reason for that. I was actually super nervous about that. I think I mean, obviously in hindsight, 2020, Eric made the right decision and we went for it all and he got it right. But I was kind of thinking, you know, maybe we shouldn't wager because they had said it was a four question about classic cartoons.
Yeah.
Like, that was...
Yes. So I'm curious about that. So that is what I heard. And my team was under the impression, and I've heard other people, that there were like four distinct questions and that the likelihood it was going to be difficult. But then I heard afterwards that the judges were telling some people that it was easy.
Yeah,
and I was like, "What? I didn't hear that."
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear that either. I do think there was some confusion around whether there was going to be a final question.
Yes. So yeah, I think with hindsight, I would say that question should have just been worth 5 points each, like segment of it, and no wagering because I didn't like the wagering part since. I mean, obviously, it screwed over or it didn't really screw us over. We got last either way, but we would have got third if we would have wagered higher. But.
Yeah. Were there any other, like, big turning moments?
I think we were going to beat y'all's team in Whirlyball, Jeff. And Eric made that half court shot.
Oh, that was a big comeback.
We got off to we got off to like a 4-1 start or something in that game.
Yes.
And then Eric drained that. And then after he drained that, y'all went on like a 5-0 run or something and ended up a decent amount. But I thought we were going to beat y'all until that shot.
Yeah, I thought Eric picked up Whirlyball. I don't know how many times he's played before. But I thought he picked it up really well.
And that, sorry.
And I think part of the strategy with Whirlyball is, right, like, you can't all, and I feel like I yelled this a ton of times, but like, you can't swarm whoever has the ball, because that just leaves, you know, three or four players without anyone guarding them. I think that's when you get in trouble. Like, it only takes one cart to stop the...
Yeah, it's all about spacing and keeping your speed up high so you can cover a lot of ground. You gotta work as a team.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good turning point, though. That's a good...
Yeah, because, I mean, if we would have hung on to that game, y'all would have got third in that, and that might have turned things. Because that was in the... I think y'all had already lost one.
Yeah.
We had lost one, so yeah.
And then,
crucial.
Jeff, did we ever tell you what, if two teams tied overall, what the tiebreaker was?
No, but I later found out it was supposed to be cornhole. Is that right?
And if we had held on and beaten you in Whirly Ball, and then the bowling results stayed the same, which obviously that's a big leap in logic because y'all would have been much more intense about it. But then we would have had to have you and Bridgman play cornhole.
Well, I can tell you, I was in no state to play cornhole.
I can attest to that.
Yeah, it was a much more fun scenario overall for everyone, I think, that was not still on the table. But that would have been intense.
Yeah, that would have been really intense, and I would have felt so bad for costing our team the championship because I was too drunk to stand up.
Usually we like to do it on draft night, so we have a tiebreaker order, and then if a tie happens, well, we already know what that means. So you kind of, if you're trying to make a comeback, you know exactly who you have to beat. This would have been different than that, but it's nice that didn't happen.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And also, I think at the very end, Bridgman came out and was like, oh, if we'd beaten you in Whirly Ball, like, you know, we should have, then we would have beat you or something like that.
It would have been a tie,
I think it would have been a tie.
If bowling results had stayed what they were. Which is, it's a big leap. And once you say one what if, it unlocks the door for, well, we could have done this and we could have done this. So it's really not productive. But yeah, totally. It could have been closer.
Yep. If we would have won first in trivia and frisbee, we probably would have won.
If we had won first in everything, then everyone else could show up.
Oh, man.
Playing mind games out here. Any other big moments that come to mind?
Yep, y'all's Whirly Ball run was huge. And then Jeremy's awesome frisbee catch. Dustin's awesome diving frisbee catch. And then
Eric's catch is
posterizing catch.
Yeah. I wish there was video of that. Not for Jeremy's sake, but just I enjoy watching
that again.
They both
leapt like perfectly parallel to one another. They both got like 4 inches off the ground. And then Eric caught it and just screamed. And Jeremy just like put his head down and slowly walked away. It was great.
Yeah, that was awesome. Those have got to be the biggest moments of, at least that I can think of frisbee. I'm
trying to think of any amazing volleyball plays.
I know there were a lot of long rallies.
Strong hits at the net.
Yeah, there were a lot of long rallies and a lot of like good plays, but I don't remember specific like one that turned things.
Yeah, I don't really either.
I know. We actually did talk about one of the key plays. I think it was Kelly that hit it, and it was coming back in and hit that pole and saved us because that was going to be a killer shot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, speaking of Kelly, there was one serve that was a really good serve, and Kelly got like a line drive over the net and hit like the perfect spot that nobody could get to. I remember that. Nice. I have that on tape. What else? Mark?
Yeah, her shot where it hit the pole. I mean, yes. She was like a quarter of the way in.
And we were talking about it at bowling. We were like, there was no way we were going to get that either, because we thought it was like over. And I think it was going towards, I don't remember, like an empty spot. And we were just watching it. So you're like, dang, that was so lucky that hit the pole. Or unlucky, depending on your team.
Depending on who you're playing.
Yeah.
For some of us on this phone call, it was less than lucky. I don't know that it's a big turning, like specific moment in time turning point, but just you guys, you know, figuring it out somehow, you know, playing better as a team or switching up your rotation or something, But it was just, you guys were a totally different team, and it was awesome to watch that.
Yeah. Sure. Well, we knew we had it in us because our first game against Bridgman's team, we played like probably our best game. But then when we played y'all in our second game, we just were not as good, and we were like, "What happened?" So we refigured it out. We went back.
Weren't playing us anymore.
We went back to the basics, and we were able to pull it out.
Ugh. Yeah. Jake got to serve like 12 times in a row against us, and I'm not ready to talk about it.
So one adjustment I did make this TOC, which I haven't done in the past, is I served underhand every time. And the main reason I did that is because my team was so good, I didn't want to mess up a serve. Because I knew if I could just get it in, my team had great chances of winning the point. So I was like, I'm just going to hit it very safely to the middle of the other field and then let Dustin spike it or Brian do something or Chrissy do something or Brooks, Marissa. Let my team win the point. Don't cost them it by trying to do a fancy serve. So that worked out for me.
It did.
And then, what did we say? In whirly ball, it was Eric's half-court shot. Anything else? Like,
he made bowling, it was all the shots at bowling. How many shots did you do at bowling?
Are we talking alcoholic shots? Or...
Yeah, I kind of changed the type of shot there.
Jake, we're still on the record.
Well, Bridgman bought a round of shots, and then, you know, Eric wanted to shotgun a White Claw after after whirly ball, which, for the record, since we're on the record, it's a terrible idea.
I believe that.
But that, yeah, that was a good moment for our team. I think Eric hitting that half court shot. And then the defense was just really good. I thought Kelly was really good at defense on whirly ball.
Yeah, whirly ball defense is crazy because it seems like you should be able to get a shot off even with a defender right there because you have your own like part of space, but it really affects your shooting when you have a stick right in your face. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. And then who's like the overall top bowler? Do we know?
I don't think we know. We'll have to go check. I don't think we know who that was. I think it was Brian.
You're the worst. It was me, Brian. Jeff. It was me. Chris is going to make me say it.
I'm so glad we waited till minute 62 to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Jake performed well when the tournament was already decided.
What was your score?
It was 395 across the three games.
Man, that's a good... Durrell would have put you to shame, but that's a great score.
Yeah, that's pretty good, pretty good.
Well, I'm sure the crowd is wanting to know about the next TOC. Do you guys have anything to share?
Ooh.
Look at that transition.
Ooh. Yeah. Jake, what do we have to share?
Do you have any music you can play?
Bum bum ba da 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 da. Bum ba da 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 da.
Does that mean that's anything like to you, Jeff?
So is that a good question? That is Harry Potter related, or does that just mean yes. That's the only song that you know?
I don't think those are mutually exclusive.
But fair yes, point. I think we're going to try to bring Harry Potter to the TOC.
Never been done.
So does that mean we get like magic brooms and we're playing Quidditch or what?
No, so the basic idea...
Sky's the limit.
Nope. The basic idea is that it will be team events, but not like... Probably not very similar to these team events we just did. More like... how do you describe those kind of events, Chris? Like...
Drinking games?
Drinking games.
like some home games, throwing game games, board games, maybe, probably not.
Yeah,
probably
stuff
drinking
like
games and throwing thing games. Maybe a random beer mile for somebody. I don't know.
Stuff like that, but instead of having captain select teams, we will all be sorted into our Hogwarts houses to compete.
Boom.
Man.
So
breaking news here, guys. You're breaking news.
Breaking news. So that question for the captains earlier in this process was all foreshadowing for this big reveal.
Yeah? So what houses are you guys? What are you? Now that you've asked about everyone else, what houses do you fit in?
Jake, do you know yours?
I know what the test told me when I took it, but I don't really believe in being defined by one house. I think I could fit in a lot of houses. But when I took the test, it told me I was Gryffindor.
Does that mean you're schizophrenic, or what? What does that mean?
No, I don't like being put in
an existential answer.
I don't like being put in a box. Okay.
I think the question is really just what did the test? Never mind. And I took it a couple years ago, and I got Hufflepuff.
Ooh, how does that make you feel?
Proud.
Good.
I'm honest, I'm loyal, I'm patient, so proud is how I feel. What is Hufflepuff? Is their thing the badger? What is their... Oh, I'm feeling rusty. I think it's a badger or like a weasel. I hope it's not a weasel. I'm going to go with badger.
I think it's just a fiercest Cedric...
of mascots.
It's a Cedric Diggory.
We're the badgers. Yeah, Cedric Diggory, the most heroic character in the entire series.
Maybe.
So, I feel good about my house.
Have you heard of Hermione?
Yeah, I've heard of Hermione. She's great.
But yeah, everyone probably won't get on their first team just because of numbers. We got to make sure it's even, so you might have to be on your backup house, but hopefully it works out well where we have some even teams and have some fun.
Great. Yeah. What about
Kelly's one who mentioned that she had you take that test where it gives you your secondary house or whatever. Yes. So we might use that for those reasons to make sure everybody's even and or just also just allow people to tell us like what they would prefer to be in as like a secondary to what the test says.
There you go. Do we know like a general time frame?
No.
When should people be blocking out their schedules for the next TSE?
That's a good question. I don't know. I'd say like hopefully early spring.
Sounds about right.
All right. Spring 2020, Harry Potter TOC.
I love it.
Another team one. First team one with no captains.
Just sorting hats.
Just destiny.
It's a great tagline.
Dang, that means Jeff's reign as the winning captain will last a long time.
True.
That's right. Do I get to hold on to the trophy? Is that a thing?
Yes, yeah, you do. I don't know what.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Yes, you do until the Harry Potter one, but not like after that, just because there's no captain. That's what my noise is for.
Oh, okay.
But yes.
Yeah. We don't want to go into your head.
But yes.
I took the trophy to the store today.
Nice,
Jeff. So.
Great. There will be white claws of flowing out of that bad boy. So.
Just make sure you clean it first.
No, can't do that. Needs flavor.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you'll survive. I didn't clean it last time, and I'm okay, I guess, but it's dirty.
All right, are we...
I don't think I have any other thoughts.
Okay, well, I guess we're good. It's a good TOC, that... Puts the bow on TOC 22.
So thank you, everybody, for playing. Oh, one other note. We didn't have any, like, confrontations or like people being too competitive and like losing themselves in that. So great group. Thank you everybody again for playing and for helping us facilitate with the babies there. And thank you, Jeff, for joining us tonight and for being a captain and for hosting us for trivia. Man, maybe that's your MVP case. Maybe I'll change my vote.
I will take it.
I like it. And just a tagline on that, or tag on that, but like Austin's team had people hurt and not showing up, but they all played hard till the end. They came to bowl and they didn't bail. I feel like sometimes when a team gets a lot of fourth places, they end up checking out by the end of it, but they all were still having fun and did a great job. So shout out to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We good?
We good. Bye.
Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.